بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. All praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send peace and blessings upon His beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers, the Prophet, he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, he who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. And he who hates to meet Allah, he who dislikes to meet Allah, Allah jalla jalalu dislikes to meet him. Allah loves to meet us, my brothers and sisters. Allah Jalla Jalalu didn't create us so He can punish us. Hasha lillah, it's unbefitting to Allah. It's unbefitting that the King of Kings, the one that owns the heavens and the earths, creates a weak creation only so that He can punish him. It's not how it works, my brothers. Allah Azza wa Jalla loves us. The human is more beloved to Allah than the angels. The most honorable of Allah's creations. Allah didn't create us to punish us. Allah didn't create us to make things difficult. Allah gave us a deen. He gave us a sharia that to the untrained eye, please brothers, no one to be recording inshallah, please. To the untrained eye, to those who just don't know, sometimes the sharia can come across as, why? Like, why is this? Why can't I do this? Why can't I go there? Why? And then sometimes that can be understood as in, you know, brother, like this, that the deen can be difficult. But wallah, my brothers and sisters, if you were to know, every single command of Allah is nothing but rahmah, especially the ones that you dislike. It doesn't change Allah, my brothers. In fact, the Prophet, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this may even be hadith Qudsi, if every single one of us was to sin, if every one of us was to sin until all of us became like the most toxic, the worst heart, the most, yani the biggest criminal on earth, if every human being was to sin and sin until we became like the most corrupted and the most criminal heart on earth, doesn't change Allah in the least. Doesn't change Allah. And the opposite is true. If you were to worship Allah, if we were all to worship Allah until we all became like the most pure and the most purified and the best of hearts, doesn't change Allah. Allah's the King before me, after me, during, whether I pray, I don't pray, I fast, I accept, I don't accept. Allah's the King. Allah owns the heavens and the earths. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need. When Allah tells you and I, don't do this or do this or stay away from this, that's only Allah's rahmah. It's only Allah's rahmah. And Allah has created a paradise, the likes of which no eye, Allah mentions in the Quran, the likes of which no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, no human mind or heart has ever imagined or can possibly comprehend. You can never talk about Jannah. We can mention whatever Allah has mentioned, but like, you can never have a proper description. How do you describe it? Like, as a human being, we need a point of reference. My brother, if I said to you, brother, I went to some island somewhere and I ate a fruit and it was the most incredible fruit I ever heard, you know, ate. Naturally, as a human being, you're going to ask me, brother, what does it look like? How do I describe it to you? So you're going to tell me, I don't know, I mean, does it look like a banana? Does it look like a... I need a point of reference. But what do I compare it to? There's nothing on earth like it. How does Allah describe to this limited human being what Jannah is? How does He do it? You're limited. You're limited in your understanding. Allah says what He's created. Who did Allah create that for? Allah didn't create us to make things difficult. Allah wants us, and you see this again and again. Allah's rahmah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ability to forgive, it's incomprehensible. Wallah, it's beyond imagination. Allah gives the human chances after chance. The Prophet, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's my son, Sarani, bro, Sarani. Yeah.
They
told me I don't want to cuss. Lucy, I'll call you back. Don't call me, Baba.
Why? Yes.
I told him, don't call me. Wallahi, I told him. Hello, watch. He's going to keep calling. Where was I, man? SubhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's ability. Just to forgive the Prophet, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, when one of you commits a sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes one sin. But whenever you, but when any one of you does a good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes down 10 and He multiplies it. Allah doesn't plus. Yani, it's not like if you did one good deed, Allah gives you 10 and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pluses more. Allah multiplies. Who does that? 10 multiplied by 700 by Allah multiplies. Allah multiplies. You do one bad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you one sin. You do one good deed, the minimum you get is 10. So why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing that? So many doors for forgiveness. Sometimes you're not even conscious of it. You say astaghfirullah, Allah forgives you. You make wudu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives your sins. You make salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives your sins. You come to the masjid and you pray in jama'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives your sins. You attend the jum'ah prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives your sins. You sit in a gathering where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, wallah, I don't understand. Even if you had no intention on being here, I'm sure there's someone here, he got caught up and he couldn't say no, and it's just awkward for him, and he's like, his manum sadda empty and this whole thing finishes so he can get out of here. Even him, wallah, it's actually mentioned in the hadith. The angels say, oh wallah, but there's a man who has no intention. Allah says, even him, I forgive him. Simply because he was in the gathering. Allah hasn't created us to make things difficult or to punish. It's unbefitting to Allah. Again and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives sins. He says, oh my slave, if you came to me, and your sins have reached the heavens. Not Allah, your sins have reached the heavens, but you don't associate partners with me. I will come to you and I will match you with mercy that match your sins. Allah wants you, my brother, my sister. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you. Allah azza wa jal loves you. Hashalillah, Allah's above any example. Like any father here, no father consciously wants to make his child's life difficult. No one does that. And you, young brother, how do you imagine yourself as a father? How? As a good guy, I want to make things easy for my son. I want to give him the best. Naturally, like all good people think like this. But if my son came to me, right? Like this khaki here. If he came to me now and he asked me, well, you know, like he's only 6. So if he said to me, Dad, you know what? 12 o'clock at night, I want to go run on the street. Do I let him go? But why being difficult for? But don't you want your son to be happy? But don't you want him to prosper? But don't you want him to have a good time? And so now you're thinking, yeah, but come on, brother, you got to be reasonable. Yeah, that's exactly right. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to me, don't do this, it's not because Allah doesn't need. But when Allah tells me, don't do this, it's because He cares for me. Allah wants the best for me, even and especially when I don't know what's good for me. So when my son tells me, you know, Dad, I want to go to the city on a Saturday night and while I want to go have fun, and he's only 13, 14 years of age, naturally as any sound father, what are you going to say to him? Brother, you're going nowhere. You're going nowhere. Not because I don't want you to have fun. Not because I didn't raise... No one raised his son so you can make him miserable. That's not the point. You've raised your son, you want him to be the best. But when I say to him as a responsible adult, when I say to him, you're not going there, that's because I know what you don't know. So you turn around and say to me, oh, what, brother? But don't you trust me, Dad? Don't you trust my friends? Don't, brother, it's not... And sometimes what I need to say is beyond your comprehension. But nevertheless, it doesn't change my stance. You're not going. Allah wants what's best for us. Allah yearns to see us, my brothers. Allah loves to meet His slave. He's created you. Every single heartbeat of yours, every time your heart beats, it needs permission. That who gives it that permission? Every blink of your eye takes permission from Allah. Who gives it to it? Why? Because He hates you? Brother, not last week. Last night, every single one of us was dead. We were dead. Sleep is the minor death. What's the dua we make when we wake up? First thing you say, obviously, it's like with anything. We praise Allah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah alladhi. All thanks and all glory be to the one who did what? Ahyana, gave me life. Ba'dama, after. Bro, we were all dead. Ba'dama amatana. Every one of us was dead last night. Tab, who gave you life? Was it your money? Was it your mother, your father, your know-how, your mates, your business? What was it that gave me life? Allah. Why? Because he hates me? He who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. A man killed 99 people. 99. Look, most of you know the hadith. What does Allah want? Really, let's get to that. What does Allah want? That you make an effort. See, like there's not, it's not some fa- it's make an effort. That's all Allah wants. A genuine effort. My slave, if you come to me a handspan, I come to you an arm's length. Who talks like this? My slave, if you come to me walking, I come to you running. Does this sound like a Lord that wants to punish me? The man killed 99 people. Authentic hadith. 99 people. But like, what sort of individual do you have to be for that? 99. And the number was specific. Brother, there are soldiers in war who don't kill that many people. Anyway, most of you know the story. So something enters his heart, he's yearning for Allah. So he goes to the people, he says, you know, can I make tawbah? So the people say to him, look, you know, there's a righteous man, go to him, ask him. He goes to the man, he says, look, I've killed 99 people. The guy says, 99? He couldn't comprehend the figure. He says to him, brother, no way Allah can forgive you, no way. So to show you the ruthlessness of the man, he kills him too. Bro, that's Ya Latif, man. Like he killed, like he didn't kill a guy who challenged him or, you know, swore at his sister. No, but the guy's a abid. He killed a abid. He killed a man who's a pious, and simply because he didn't like his fatwa. Bro, imagine this guy was in the area now. Shnoon, it's madness. Anyway, so now after 100, look, what's the key? No, here, there's a sincerity, man. There's a genuine sincerity. After 100, he still wants Allah. Anyway, it's not the point. I wish I can dissect the story. Anyway, he ends up going to a scholar, and that's the difference. So he goes to a scholar, says, look, I've killed 100. Can Allah forgive me? The scholar turns around and says, my brother, who can stand between you and the forgiveness of Allah? Who? But this is where things get interesting. There's not a man or woman in this building today in the house. I'm sure I don't need to ask. I already know. Every single one of us want Allah. And every one of us wants change. And every one of us wants to make it. Wallahi, I get it. But what's the difference? What's the difference between us and this guy? Like, honestly, do I need to ask anyone here that, brother, do you want to be a hafiz of the Quran? Really, do you? Like, you look at me as in, come on, man. Every one of us here would wish to be. What an honor. But what's the difference? What's the difference between you and I and the hafiz of the Quran? So he says to him, but my brother, yeah, Allah can forgive. He says to him, but look, and this is it right here. He says, but in order for you to complete your tawbah, and if you, he says to him, brother, you need to leave this town. You need to leave. You're surrounded by corrupted people here. You need to leave this town and you need to go to a place where there's good people and they will help you and they will assist you towards your tawbah. And that's it right there. We want forgiveness. We want change. But I'm not prepared to pack up and leave. Now this doesn't necessarily mean I need to leave my area. Brother, you're not prepared to leave your friends. You're not prepared to change your ways. You're not prepared to change your surroundings. You're not prepared to give up your haram earning. Brother, I'm not prepared. But I want Allah's forgiveness. Yeah, but it doesn't work like that. So this man, being true and genuine, he packs his bags. He's on the way to the town of forgiveness. Wallahi, read the hadith. It's incredible. On the way, Allah takes his life. So the angels of mercy come down and the angels of punishment come down. And then there's a dispute. The angels of punishment say, no, hang on, this man's ruthless. He's killed 100 people. So the angels of mercy trying to argue on his behalf. They said, yeah, he killed 100, but he's making tawbah. The angels of said, no, he was on the way to tawbah. He didn't complete it. So it was a genuine discussion. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He sends down a third to be a judge between the three, between the two. He says to them, measure the distance of the earth. If he's closer to the town of sin, then let the angels of punishment take him. And he's closer to the town of, and if he's closer to the town of good, well then let those angels take him. So they measure the distance. Unfortunately for him, he was closer to the town of sin. This is a man that killed 100 people. Allah Azza wa Jal orders the earth to change its dimensions. Allah threw physics, science, Mother Nature, whatever you, Allah threw it all out of the window. None of it applied. None. A man who killed 100 people, Allah changed the world. He moved the dynamics, the physical existence. Allah Azza wa Jal changed the dimensions of the earth and made him what? One handspan. To the town of good, and he said to the angels, take him, the angels of mercy, take him. It's a man who killed 100. He who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. So in short, my brother, what does Allah want from us? Just genuine steps, no luggage, no luggage. We all want Allah, but there's luggage. Wallah, brother, you know, look, I really want to change, but this, but that. All right, so what do you, I don't know. Like, what do you, what do I say to you? That luggage is weighing us so, it's weighing us down from things that are beyond comprehensible. Allah, just make a move. Wait, one genuine move, bro. And watch and see what Allah Azza wa Jalla will do. But it needs to be unconditional. One thing, bro. One step towards Allah. That's all you need to do. Allah loves you. I'm not saying that because I'm trying to win your heart. No, Allah loves you genuinely. You know, my brothers, when you say, Ya Rab, you don't know what's happening in the heavens. A slave called upon his master. You might think, yeah, but brother, not me. Why not you, akhi? Why? Why not you? Wallah, brother, you don't know, man. Wallah. And that's, you know, wallahi, my brothers, this isn't a level of iman. This is just shaitan. Brother, I'm, you don't understand, bro. Like, oh, wallah, I've got so much sins. I've got so much shortcomings. I've done so much muharramat. This isn't a level of faith. This is just shaitan who's clouding us. That's all. I challenge any man to stand, any man, stand here if you're free from sin. I don't care how big your beard is. Go, I challenge you. You can't, bro, no one. We've all got sins. That's why we need Allah Azza wa Jal. Because I'm not perfect, bro. No one is. Make a move. Take a genuine step to Allah. Tonight, now. One istighfar, bro. One genuine from the heart. Ya Allah, forgive me my sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. Allah loves to forgive. My brothers, we need to make this move. Why? Ramadan's around the corner. And Allah invited you to His house. And look where you're sitting on a Friday night. There's a million places you can be right now. The most beloved places to Allah Azza wa Jalla on earth are what? Are what? His houses, bro, His houses. Not only did Allah allow you to come, He allowed you to sit in a gathering where He's mentioned. Authentic, wallah, authentic ahadith, authentic narrations. There are angels who their only job is to, you know, is to fly around the earth. They're in the heavens. Their only job is to fly around the earth and to look for any gatherings where Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioned. Then when the angels find these gatherings, they start calling upon one another. So the angels start calling upon other angels and they say, look, we found what we've been looking for. And then he mentions sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the hadith, and then the angels, they come to any gathering where Allah Azza wa Jalla is being mentioned, and the angels, they start stacking upon one another. They start stacking up upon one another until they reach the heavens. And then there's a commotion. Wallah, my brothers, I'm not. This is authentic hadith. There's a commotion in the heavens. This is why as a Muslim, it's iman, belief in the unseen. Everyone and anywhere in the world, they tell you seeing is believing. This doesn't apply to the Muslim. We believe in the unseen. You have to have complete conviction and iman that this is happening right now. Not because I said so. La wallah. Because it's an authentic hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right now in this masjid, you. The one who thinks I'm a sinner and I'm this and I'm that and you don't know. And you right now, there are angels that are stacked upon one another and they've reached the heavens and there's a commotion. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, He calls upon the angels. Of course He knows. He calls upon the angels, He says to them, what's going on? So the angels say, Ya Allah, there's a group of people that have gathered, they've sat, and they're remembering you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and why have they sat? And they said, Ya Allah, they've sat to remember you, to glorify you. And then Allah says to the angels, and what do they want? The angels say, Ya Allah, they're asking protection from your Jahannam. Allah says, have they seen my Jahannam? They say, no. He says, what if they were to see it? He says, Ya Allah, they would ask for it more. He says, what else do they want? He says, Ya Allah, they're asking for your Jannah. He says, have they seen my Jannah? They say, no, Ya Allah. He says, what if they were to see my Jannah? They say, Ya Allah, then they would ask for it more. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says to them, and what else? What is it that they're asking for? You've been sitting here for the last hour and a half. You probably didn't ask for a single thing. The angels are doing this on your behalf. And then the angels say, Ya Allah, they're asking for your forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let it be known that I have forgiven every one of them their sins and I have granted them what they're seeking from me. There are angels in this gathering, they're rubbing their wings against your shoulders. Brother, if that's not love, I don't know what is. If that's not a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you, then brother, wallahi, I don't know what you're looking for. Brother, your name, sister, your name was mentioned by an angel to Allah. See, but me, brother, wallah, you, with all your flaws and all your mistakes, yeah, by name, Allah mentioned you by name tonight. So my brothers, wallah, Allah Azza wa Jalla loves us. What does Allah want? Make a genuine move. Any one genuine, sincere step towards Allah. Don't delay. Wallahi, don't delay. Ramadan's around the corner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and I'll end with this, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ, I love this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ, and if you were to show me gratefulness and shukr and thankfulness, Allah says, and if you thank me for the blessings I've given you, what does Allah do in return? Allahu Akbar, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, then I will grant you more. You thank Allah and Allah gives you more. So Allah, my brothers and sisters, make that effort. Take a step towards Allah. No luggage. Don't fear. The Prophet, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anyone who gives up anything for Allah, Allah will replace that thing with something far greater. It's not easy, but you got to make a move. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. We ask Allah عز وجل to have mercy upon the believers wherever they are, wherever they're in need. Ya Allah, be with them, help them, aid them, support them, unite their hearts and our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of the brothers and sisters.